Heroes Direct, Episode 7, Kingsman, The Golden Circle Review. Just a quick disclaimer, we are going to be spoiling the shit out of this film. So don't complain.
Anything back.
I'm going all in. I will tear this film to shreds.
All in like a finger in Glastonbury.
Ah, Jesus, honestly.
I couldn't hold back. Straight away, I had to get it out there.
I'm not over it, but let's start. Let's start at the beginning of the film. The beginning.
Yeah.
That action scene was actually pretty good, with the taxi driving through the streets of London, being chased by blokes and machine guns.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
It was nice to see. I can't remember. Is it Charlie's name in the movie? Seeing Charlie. Him come back, it was like he didn't really have much to do. But their explanation was a bit silly, but that's just all the movie is. So just him with like a robotic arm. With super strength as such in that arm, it was fucking mental. The stunts were great.
I thought the diving over the door, even though we'd seen it in all the trailers, it was still pretty cool. Over the top, madness. Yeah. Just, do you know what I mean? It was insane.
It kind of set the standard early on, didn't it? It was like, right, this is the level of action, and this is how bonkers we're going to be. Like,
yeah.
He can jump over cars, jump through like opposing momentum as such, and still land it and hold onto the door. It was mad. It set it up beautifully, really.
The action for me was the only thing that brings the film down.
Down?
Because all right. Let me justify it. The action in the film is great. I'm not denying that fact at all.
Yeah.
The action is actually quite impressive. But the film feels like it's more focused on bringing you incredible action and, you know, heart-stopping moments rather than crafting, you know, a really interesting plot that, you know, drives its characters in new and different ways. They kind of focused on these CGI-heavy moments like the mountaintop scene, for example, instead of sort of pushing Eggsy in a different character arc, maybe. But don't get me wrong, I still enjoyed them. But I don't know.
Yeah, like the first movie saw Eggsy go from like common chav to like actually achieving something and like stepping and following his dad's footsteps as such, and becoming a Kingsman agent himself. So there was a good bit of character development there. Whereas now it's just like he's almost a married man. His lifestyle doesn't really allow him to have that good of a relationship, or as much as he'd like to have, possibly. Apart from that, it was just kind of, he's almost the same at the end of the film as he is at the beginning.
Exactly, there's no sort of progression for his character at all, aside from his romantic relationship. And even then, they don't really, you know, go through too many troubles.
No.
You know? And what was kind of nice to see, actually, was... We're gonna have to talk about it, aren't we? We're gonna have to talk about the Glastonbury scene.
Already?
Right, so, he has to... God, I can't even say it.
I can say it, happily.
He has to put his finger inside a girl's vagina with a tracker in it so that they can find a secret lair, basically, is what it is. But he rings his girlfriend first and basically says, you know... I need to have sex with this girl to save the world. Can I do it? I won't do it if you say no, sort of thing. And that was kind of funny. That was refreshing to see. But the scene itself the camera went through her pants.
Oh man.
Oh man, like that was too much. It was just like, really? It's two guys trying to see who can get off with her first as well.
Yeah.
Which I thought was ridiculous.
But that mirrors the scene from Kingsman 1 where they get in the training and there's Roxy, Charlie and Eggsy, isn't there?
Yes.
Like Eggsy steps in the second one as well and kind of uses the same techniques that he's learnt from the first to get the... to get the finger in. Literally. it's grim. It's really
it's
smutty.
It's so gross.
It's smutty, and it definitely did outshine the anal scene from the end of the first Kingsman movie somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Somewhere. You say, so you literally see like the insides of the woman. I think it's played by Poppy Delevingne.
Yes, it is, yeah.
And I'm like, they obviously thought, right, how can we want a penal? How about we show the inside of a vagina? Like that.
Oh God, honestly, I just, don't get me wrong, like it made me laugh. And then I thought, when you saw his hand go down into the knickers, it made me laugh. And then I was like, oh no, they haven't cut away yet. Oh, okay, right. Okay, the viewpoint, we're actually inside her body. It was too much. It was funny at first, and they dragged it out. Yeah.
Interesting note on it, though. It's actually Poppy Delevingne's husband's hand, which goes down there.
Yeah.
Because, like, the actor, is it Edgerton? Taron Egerton.
Taron Egerton. Isn't it?
Yeah, he refused to do it because he felt uncomfortable, which, I mean, fair play. Seems like a decent enough guy to not want to finger someone else's wife.
You can't really contest that one, can you?
No.
It was just mad. But moving on, the villain. Now, what did you think of Poppy, played by Julianne?
I think she was so, like, optimistic and smiley that she was creepy, but she was also just another eccentric villain, much the same as Valentine, Samuel Jackson's character from the first one. So she had like robotic dogs and she was a bit secluded and stuff, but her goals were kind of the same. It's just like, right, become really famous, really rich, all this kind of shit. So it didn't feel anything new, and it definitely felt like an afterthought. It was like, right, we'll have them do all this action. Oh yeah, and we should probably have a decent villain. How can we do it? Do you know what I mean? It just it didn't wow me by any means.
No, I know what you mean. Like you say, she was kind of creepy, especially with the human burger scene.
Oh,
yeah, that I thought was quite, you know, impressive to do. But she was a bit lackluster. I mean, Julianne Moore is a great actress.
Yeah,
she's had some incredible roles, and this one just felt like, whether she was just running on autopilot or if she was half asleep, I don't know. But it just kind of felt really weak, especially compared to Samuel L. Jackson in the previous film, who I actually really, really liked as a villain because of his over-exuberance and his, you know, kind of pseudo-Mark Zuckerberg persona. That was really cool. Julianne Moore, not so much. I know they tried to do the quirky 50s aesthetic in the middle of Cambodia somewhere. That was kind of cool, like, but at the same time, it was a bit weird.
It was different.
Yeah, I guess it's a parody of, you know, the whole James Bond, you know, island in the middle of nowhere, all that kind of stuff. But, I don't know, it just felt a bit weak. The robot dog that I wasn't sold on either, that was silly. Like, come on, that was daft. Yeah. That was Wallace and Gromit level of daft.
Yeah. So, in terms of Statesman, the American version of the Kingsman, Eggsy and Merlin? It is Merlin. Merlin Strong's character. Yeah, so they kind of seek refuge with them after their base is blown up and all the Kingsmen are killed off. What do you think of the Statesman overall? And also, I'll ask you this question now. Do you reckon they're going to get their own spin-off? And if either way, do you think they should get their own spin-off?
I liked The Statesman, but it felt more of a gimmick to draw people in as an excuse to do a sequel rather than an interesting way of taking the story. So, you know, seeing it is like an alternate version of The Kingsman. That's essentially what they've given us.
Yeah.
And it just felt a bit, it did feel gimmicky. It felt, you know, seeing the electric lasso, as cool as it was, you know, and the different versions of each character.
Yeah.
So, you know, Halle Berry is Merlin's opposite, say. Mm-hmm. And Channing Tatum as Eggsy's, and obviously Pedro Pascal, who is Whiskey, I believe.
He's Whiskey, isn't he? And Tatum's Tequila, is that right?
Yes, yeah. I was just trying to remember who Halle Berry was. But yeah, they just kind of felt a little bit of, like you said earlier, a bit of an afterthought. Do I think they deserve a spin-off? Maybe. If it was written properly and thoroughly and a decent plot, maybe even completely disconnected from Kingsman. Maybe. Do I want a Kingsman 2 with Channing Tatum? No.
I don't know. Don't you think, by the end of the movie, Statesmen have kind of set up shop in Scotland with Kingsman, so they kind of set Kingsman up with that, but I feel like it'd be hard for them to do like a statesman movie and not even have Eggsy in it for 5-10 minutes. You know what I mean? Because they're such like those two organisations are so close now, and obviously Statesman would be nothing without Kingsman in terms of movie aspect of it. So I just imagine that they'd force it in your faces anyway, even if you didn't want it. Like, right, you're getting more Kingsman before Kingsman 3 or whatever.
But, yeah.
To be fair, since Tatum was barely in the movie, I wouldn't mind seeing a bit more of that, a bit more of his character in it, really. I think there were scheduling problems in the end, which is why Pedro Pascal's character got more screen time than Tatum's, I believe. Yeah.
Which I'm not complaining about. I think Pascal's a great actor. He's fantastic on Game of Thrones in season 4, and it was good to see him in a different capacity. So I'm not actually complaining about Pascal getting bumped up, to be honest. It's quite nice to see a bit of a change, because Channing Tatum could have been quite the obvious route, really. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. They brought him in for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. I think he looks stupid in a bowler hat. Channing Tatum.
Oh God, yeah. He looked like a potato. God,
he looked ridiculous. His head looked too circular. Just looked daft.
Unpopular opinion from me, I don't think he's that good looking. I haven't seen Magic Mike or XXL, whichever the sequel's called, whatever it is. But I don't know, as I say, I think he's like a bit of a potato, to be honest with you. But he's a funny enough guy after watching the Jump Street movies. So I feel like he could. Yeah.
Surprisingly, like those films were fantastic. Do you know what I mean? I really enjoyed those two films, surprisingly, considering they're not a movie at all.
They shouldn't work, but something about them that makes it work, which...
Yeah.
I don't know. So, overall, do you reckon the Golden Circle lived up to the original, the Secret Service, or do you reckon it was a bit short? Do you reckon it was better?
I think it fell short. I think it definitely fell short. Not by, like, loads, because it's a silly spy movie, and that's what it prides itself on, that's fine. It's not taking itself too seriously, that's fine. It's just the huge action sequences were good, but it kind of swapped the decent plot out for the action rather than, you know, the actual interesting character developments and stuff. So I think in terms of that, it's not as good as the first one, because the first one was just so fresh and new. That's why it was so successful. I think it just fell short just by a little bit. What about yourself?
You pretty much echo my thoughts exactly. Like, as soon as it comes out on Blu-ray, I'm buying it, don't get me wrong. Like, I love the first one so much that anything that followed, it could have been an hour and a half of Taron Egerton farting, and I'd have fucking bought it on Blu-ray and gone to see it at cinema straight as soon as I could. But it's true. Like, I fucking love Secret Service so much. So, I didn't leave the cinema feeling disappointed, though leave it feeling the same as I did after watching the first Kingsman. So
I didn't feel the need to walk around in a suit after this one. Whereas the first film made me be like, right, I need to go put my suit on and strut about for half an hour. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe want to get a gun.
Maybe want to drink whiskey. That's about it.
That's always for you anyway.
True.
You were a student when it came out, so
I'm not a student anymore. I'm a smart and sophisticated writer.
Ooh.
Self-employed.
For who?
Screenwriting and comic book resources. What about yourself?
Just comic book resources at the moment. But it's still good. Not as good as you.
What can I say? Full time career.
Right, I guess really we want to know what our listeners think of Kingsman the Golden Circle.
If you want to tweet us, we are at Heroes Direct on the tweeters.
Same on Facebook, really, but you might as well get to us on Twitter because we're a bit more active there, I guess.
Indeed.
If we're being honest.
So, for me, I'd say Kingsman Golden Circle, 7 out of 10.
Oh, I'll go for a swish 7 as well. Why not?
Tidy. Right. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in episode 8.
Next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.